Okay, great. So we are we're a little over halfway through. Got the rest of this week and next week. Just seeing a lot of growth, right? I think, you know, the big thing coming into this offseason was about developing our identity as an offense and really trying to start that from inside out. Right? Everything's got to start from inside out, from the offensive line out to the perimeter. And we want to be known as a physical football team that's explosive on the perimeter. And I think as we watch throughout spring practice, a lot of those things have been showing up. Getting a little more multiple in the run game compared to maybe how we were the last couple seasons, right, with just some different personnel. And I think our guys have really taken to it and been paying attention and trying to continue to get better and better and better, and I think we've seen the improvement. The big thing now for the next couple weeks will really be about our focus and attention to detail and kind of finalizing a little bit of who we are from a consistency standpoint, play to play, and what we want to be known, you know, what we want to be known for, just as we head into this next little piece of the offseason. But I'm excited about where we are. I think, man, there's just been some guys. We have some really good leadership from some of our older guys. I mean, you look at Will and Emery, but really it goes across the O-line. I think, you know, Deli and Miles right now have been playing their best football, and DJ really has, I think, taking on the vocal piece of center, which has been really nice to see. But got some younger guys, too, who are challenging those guys. And then on the perimeter, you know, Kyron and Chris, just their familiarity with what we do kind of have led the way, especially from a just setting the tempo standpoint, those guys in Mason. But again, a lot of the different pieces that we've added or some of the younger guys have done a really nice job. And then, you know, in the backfield, Josh Williams is just such a pro. He's a pro in everything that he does. His consistency and stability. Obviously, we got some other young dynamic players as well. But I think his consistency and stability just brings something to our offense. And you see, that's what we need. We need our guys who are older and have played a lot of football. We need them to play their best football. And I like how they've approached the spring, right? And then Nuss in his new role and how he's taking it head on. So many good things to talk about. Definitely need to make some improvements, right? We're not where we need to be, but we're definitely not where we were. So a lot of good things up to this point.
Hey, Joe, Glenn West, Go 247. Just can you maybe just talk us through the relationship you have with Cortez and just how you guys have coordinated in dividing up those duties?
Yeah, I think we have an unbelievable offensive staff. And Cortez, you know, everybody sees his development at the receiver position with the way last year, you know, obviously that Malik and BT played and right and how now they're going to go on and obviously be first round draft picks and kind of what they did from a development standpoint, as well as Kyron and Chris and the growth that those guys have had. I think what people don't see is his ability to game plan, his ability to understand how to attack defenses in the passing game. And he was doing a ton of that last year. You know, that's not anything new. And I think then where, you know, just with our new roles and his growth and just tying back in as well more into the run game, perimeter game, whether it be from an RPO standpoint or whatever that might be, and just his involvement there. We have an awesome working relationship. I knew Tez when he first got done playing in the UFL, not this UFL, the old UFL. All right. And he came over. I was a GA at South Florida and he came over and he and I met. He was trying to start to get into coaching. He and I met. We stayed in touch for a long time, almost worked together a couple other times. And just our relationship together, I think, is a really good working relationship. We keep each other centered. Right. And play off each other really well. But there's a ton of respect there. And I couldn't be more excited about just how things have gone up to this point. But how things have gone over the last couple years with our ability to work together.
Hey, Coach, John Eads with WAFB. You guys bring in Slade Nagel as the tight ends and special teams coach, and he was an OC for a long time at Tulane. What does he bring to the table for you guys?
You know, I think, and Coach Kelly talked about this first when he made the decision to hire myself and Cortez and just in our elevated roles, and talked about just really when we wanted to add a tight end coach in terms of somebody who had call plays before, somebody who understood how we put all the things together from an offensive standpoint. I think what Slade did at Tulane for the last couple years speaks for itself. I mean, they went to the Cotton Bowl, beat USC, right? And did it running the football, did it a lot of different ways. And I think he brings a ton of value to what we're doing and how we're trying to expand our offense and do some different things and a variety of things, I think, that match our current personnel and the personnel we'll have in the future, right? That's what we always want to do. But his ability to do that, he's been a football coach a long, long time. I've known him, since I first got in the state. He was at McNeese, I was at Louisiana Tech, and we were both recruiting down here and been friends a long time. The relationship that we have, the honesty that we can have back and forth, and that he can have amongst our staff, right, with he and Cortez and myself and really everybody in the room. But he brings a huge value from a development standpoint of the tight ends and just his coaching ability. But on top of that, his ability to help in terms of formate things and make sure we're attacking people the right way, especially when it comes to the run game.
Hey, Joe Wilson, I was here with The Advocate. More specifically on those tight ends, was the bowl game in some ways maybe a preview of how you're going to use them in terms of their usage? And, moving forward, what do you want to use the tight ends in this offense?
Yeah, I think, Mason Taylor is one of our best football players. He's an excellent football player. People know him, right? LSU fans know him for the last 2 years, and just his consistency and his ability to make plays. And I think we want to find ways to get him the ball. And I think you could see Nuss working his way, obviously we're going to go where the read takes us, but putting him in positions where he potentially is a first, second, or third read where the ball maybe will find him a little bit more. But I think, just from a consistency standpoint and an experience standpoint, he obviously brings a ton. And I think he's one of the best tight ends in the country, and we definitely want to utilize him that way. But I think our other young tight ends, when you look at Pimp and Mac Markway, just how they've grown and how we're trying to grow the offense and use those guys more multiple. When we first got here, that was a room that really had to be rebuilt. And Coach Kelly and Coach Dimbrock started that. And obviously they have a huge, Coach Kelly has a huge history with tight ends and what he's done with them over several years. But we wanted to grow that room. And I think we're close, right? We're close to getting there. And when you guys had an opportunity to be out at practice a little bit, I think you can see just how we want to use those guys a little bit more, just within the framework of what we do on offense.
Beyond Kyron, and I know Chris.
What's your name?
Show. Do we start with that? Shea Dixon with On Three.
I got him, Brandon.
Sorry. Beyond Kyron, and I know Chris has been healthy, but how have these newcomers, CJ and Xavier Thomas, looked so far?
No, I think, one, CJ just brings – He's such a level of consistency. You can see the experience in how he plays. He's an extremely smart player, and he's physical, and he is strong through the catch. I think he's going to be a huge piece for what we're doing in the fall and putting him in different positions where he can use his strengths so that we can attack this conference, right? And I think when you look at, obviously, right, we spoke about the returners a little bit, but CJ, the level of leadership that he's brought to the room and consistent work habits, it's been really good to see. And the challenging thing for him is he's learning, right? Some of these other guys who have been here, they know, right? They've run these plays multiple times. He's learning. So every day out there, he's learning and he's getting better. And as we've watched through spring, just our ability to say, hey, we need a big catch, we can go his way, and he continues to produce. But I'm excited about what he brings, probably even more from a toughness standpoint, a leadership standpoint, and a consistency standpoint, because that's something that's critical, and that's if you want to win championships, right, your guys have to play that way, and he brings that level to us. So I can't wait to watch him this fall, but it's been fun to watch his growth within the offense. And I think he'll have even a bigger August camp, just as we finish out. It'll be fun to watch him these next 2 weeks. Xavion's explosive. I mean, earlier in camp, we hand him a jet sweep, right? And he's able to you can just see he has such a feel for space and holes. He's made some really big plays down the field. He's got a lot of speed. But I think ultimately, right, trying to get him the ball in space and maybe create punt returns on offense, right? We want to create punt returns on offense. And we'll have the ability to do that with him and as well with Aaron. I think Aaron's played a really good football as well, and Kyle Parker. Different guys who have the ability to maybe work small areas. But Xavion's been a treat to have here. And, again, I speak to his level of toughness And I think that's been what's probably been the most exciting for our offensive staff and those two guys walking in. They're both tough football players. All right, they're tough football players, and that's going to matter for us in the fall.
Hey, Coach, Jared Paul Joseph of WGNO in New Orleans. You talked about the changes that are on the offense. I mean, one of the mainstays is having most of your offensive line back.
Yeah.
Firstly, how much does that help with the transition at quarterback? And then secondly, your thoughts about being a physical football team, how much will be finding a bell cow one-man feature back be implemented into this offense?
Well, I think, you know, I think everything, right, I started out by saying everything starts inside, right, and we're going to build from inside out. So especially when all of a sudden Nuss is coming in and hasn't started as, you know, a bunch of games in the past, I think to have that consistency up front, right, so he can have that level of trust and just how those guys are playing, you know, obviously led by Will and Emery and just how they show up every single day, it speaks volumes. And I don't know that I could overstate what that means for a quarterback and what that means for our run game. From the running back standpoint, I think you're going to see a few guys touch the ball. You know, we're going to attack people. We're going to come off the football, and we're going to reestablish the line of scrimmage. With Brad Davis's mentality, he starts with the leadership and how he sets the tempo in the room. But really, you watch as he's been with these guys a couple years, you start to see it be player led. And that's what we want to do. We want to establish a new line of scrimmage. We want to attack people so that they have to fit the box. And then after that, we can let our skill players go do something special on the perimeter when they get the matchups.
Bryce Kuhn, 24/7 Sports. Coach, you mentioned DJ, and we talked with him, I guess, a couple weeks ago just about his leadership and growth. What have you seen just qualities and just his willingness to learn from the veteran guys around him?
Center is a hard job. Is a hard job to do, right? Every play, you got to talk. You got to communicate. You got to get everybody on the same page. Then you got to snap the ball. Then you got to block, right? And I think just how he is as a second-year player has been able to go out and communicate effectively, consistently, and then the physicality he's still able to play with, right? Even as much thinking as he may be doing, playing with the physicality. And I think, you know, that's what's been really interesting to watch. And he has four returning starters around him. Right, and he's a second-year player, and his ability to step in the huddle and communicate and take charge has been really good to see. I think he has a lot of the traits and qualities we want this program to be about, that Coach Kelly built this program on, moving forward. And, you know, that's something I think already is showing at his young age, and I think will continue to show, and he'll be a great leader for LSU for the several years to come.
Coach, are there some things that you are going to stick with this offense that you learned from Coach Dembrock this past year, some aspects and things that made the offense so good?
Yeah, I think the nuts and bolts of what we do and the foundation of what we do was set here over the last couple of years, right? When Coach Dembrock came in and we put this offense into effect, right? And what we've done as an offensive staff, we have four of us that are still here, right? And myself, Coach Hankton, Brad Davis, and Frank Wilson. And, you know, so a lot of that carryover. Plus, we have a lot of guys who played in our offense the last 2 years. So we want to keep the building blocks of who we are. But no matter who's talking to you at this podium, you got to build your offense around the personnel that you have. And I think we, you know, we're doing that, right? We're growing. And just like we did 2 years ago going into this past year and making an evaluation of where we're at and what we needed to do, we've sitting down as an offensive staff and we're continuing to do the same thing. What do we need to be moving forward, right? And as well with coming from Coach Kelly, what do we need to do moving forward to win championships and be a championship-level offense? So, again, absolutely, the foundation has definitely been laid, right? And then there's growth as to based on the personnel that we have and making sure we can attack people in the absolute best way so we can go win championships.
You've been working with Garrett now for a couple of years. Just what was the emphasis, I guess, coming into this offseason this spring about just where he needed to go and just how have you seen him develop now that he's getting some of these first-team reps?
Yeah, no, I think with Nuss and even rewinding back a couple of years ago, everything's been about a do-your-job mentality, right? Obviously, anyone who has had the opportunity to watch Garrett play, he's got a ton of arm talent. He has unbelievable vision, and he can deliver the ball in a lot of different ways quickly. His big thing has been playing within the structure of the offense and understanding when to maybe challenge a throw, right, and when not to. And that's been the big emphasis, right, is making sure, just from a do-your-job mentality and having tight feet. When Garrett has tight feet and he has his feet underneath of him, he makes really good decisions. And so it really is a technique thing, which is in his control. So we try to keep him focused on that. I've been really, really pleased this spring with how he's done that. But then also taking over the leadership role. I think, you know, you watched and I read, I think Mason Taylor's comment a couple weeks ago, which was really cool to see. You know, just when all of a sudden Garrett got his opportunity in the bowl game, you could see him step into that role and the relationships that he had built over time, the work that he had put in, guys respect that. They respect work, right? They respect work and they respect if they know you care, right, about your teammates, and they respect guys who are going to go out and do their job to the absolute best of their ability. And I think that's how Garrett's stepped in and maybe taking advantage of his new role. So it's been really good to watch, but I think his vocal leadership has really grown. But I think he's playing within himself. So it'll be fun. We got a lot of work to do between now and August, but a lot of really good things so far.
Jack Schemmel with WBRZ. Speaking about the quarterbacks, what tangible improvements have you seen from the rest of the group?
You know, watching, and I told Ricky this over the last probably four practices, again, just going back to some technique things, he's really getting to his backside, and when he gets to his backside, he's in rhythm, and when he's in rhythm, he does some really good things. Really playing quarterback, right? He's just starting to manage the game, manage the play, go where the ball's supposed to go, where the defense tells us it's supposed to go, delivering it on time, and just seeing a lot of growth in that standpoint, as well as he's a passionate guy, and that's something that we love about him. And making sure that he keeps that passion to where the guys will follow him. And I think just his growth and maturity and experience within the offense. But I've been really excited about the last several days that he's had, being in rhythm and doing it from a do your job mentality standpoint has been really good. You know, I think AJ coming in obviously played a lot of football. And when you can see when he's comfortable, right, we do a lot of things on offense. And when he's comfortable, he's been really, really good delivering the ball on time. He has a really quick release. You know, when he's not comfortable, and that's the biggest thing for him. And you go back to even a couple springs ago when you got new guys in the offense, right? When we had all the quarterbacks in a new offense, it's a lot, right? So I gotta be sharp mentally, and I gotta know the assignments. When I do that, then it can come out who I am as a player. So when he's doing that, he's really, really good delivering the football on time. And that's what he's just got to continue to grow within the offense. And that'll be huge for him over the next couple months. But I think both of them have done some really good things. We just got to be more consistent at that position. And that's going to be the huge thing, right, is who can show that level of consistency, right, all the way from top to bottom. Colin Hurley has the talent that we thought, right? When guys come in, you kind of say, okay, what kind of talent level do they have? And, you know, where we're right. We're excited about where Colin's at, the talent level he has. And I think you've seen some improvements from an accuracy standpoint that are showing up consistently. His biggest thing is, right, when you're a freshman coming in, I don't care where you're from, what high school you play at, doesn't matter. When you're a freshman coming in, everything's going really, really fast. What's been really positive is even as things are going really fast, he's able to see space and deliver the football, even if maybe he doesn't quite know what's going on all the time. So he just has some natural things that you really like. And again, he's a really good learner. He's a really, really good learner. He's attacked it the right way this offseason coming into the spring. And I'm excited to see what kind of growth he can have over the next, going into the fall. And that'll be huge for him. The guys that attack it on their own, right, when all of a sudden we got to go on the road, the guys that attack it on their own, those are the ones, right? Those are the guys who really make the strides that we need to make. But I'm extremely excited about the quarterback. We got a ton of talent in there, and play on the field, we'll end up separating those guys.
What goes into implementing all these different concepts that y'all want to have in the run game this year after being so sort of inside zone and zone read heavy the last 2 years?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we've had some of these other concepts in, but I think just probably emphasizing them a little bit more as we went into the offseason, right, you got to make a decision on where you're going to hang your hat a little bit, right? And you got to make sure from a script standpoint that we get the different run plays versus the different looks that we need. And I think every play has a different mentality, right? And I think that's where it starts, is understanding the mentality of the play. We've been in inside zone, and we have run some gap scheme right here, some counter here. Probably not as much maybe necessarily in the game, right, as much as we had in practice. So I think those things, but just the guys understanding what we're trying to get out of that play. And then us putting those in the position. But I think it goes all the way back to as we sat down as an offensive staff and said, okay, what do we want to be, right? And how do we want to have different answers when defenses are doing different things to us to where they can't take our run game away, where we can put the ball in the belly of the back and let that guy go to work. And we've come to a few different schemes, and the guys have been working hard at it. So it's been good, and trying to get all the different looks and making sure throughout the spring we can get all the things on tape so we can have a really good summer heading into August. But we'll definitely be multiple. And I think, you know, I'd be remiss to say just the teaching ability of Brad Davis and Frank Wilson and what they're able to get across to the offensive line and the running back position about what we're trying to accomplish with each play and understanding it versus all the different looks has been really fun to watch just from a teaching standpoint and obviously into Slade Nagel as well. So it's been good. You've seen a lot of growth. The first couple of days, right, there were some different things that we had to work on, but you're seeing the corrections made, and the players have been very attentive to what we need to get accomplished and going out and being really purposeful in practice to make sure we get that done.
Speaking of Kyron Lacy, obviously he played that kind of third role a year ago. When he first got here, he kind of struggled with some drops. How has he taken on being wide receiver one? And when we got to see practice, he made some pretty impressive snags.
Yeah, the one over the safety was pretty good. That was pretty cool. If we can recreate that a few times, we'll be okay. Kyron, where I've been so proud of Kyron, I knew Kyron when he was like 15 years old. And watching his level of growth from a consistency standpoint, accountability, maturity, emotional, his growth that way, you know, everybody talks about, hey, I want to grow, right? Hey, I know these are my things I need to work on. It's not about talking about it. It's about what you do every single day. And the level of consistency that he's shown from the bowl game into how he's attacked the weight room, to how he's been a leader and holding other players accountable, and teaching young players what we do and how we do things. Man, that is the process that then shows up at practice, and shows up on Saturday. Kyron's gonna make plays, right? But the maturity, the ability to use your emotion as your strength, and the ability to be consistent and accountable day in, day out, right, that's going to carry over, and now we see his talent show up every single play. I'm not worried about what he does on those individual routes. It's that process that he's had, and I think, you know, he and Coach Hankton and how they've worked together to allow him to grow into that has been really, really, really cool to watch. And I think you're seeing it show up now on the practice field. Thanks, guys. Hey, I will tell you, Shelton Sampson has made – a ton of strides. I'd be remiss not to say just made some really big plays the last several days, so it's been good.
Like knights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold. Come on, you Tigers, I said fight, 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 victory for number one. Victory.